So, devotees, what we'll do, we'll go through a few more points. We'll go through a few prayers. There's some nice prayers. There's a couple of verses at least. Prayers to the Japamala. Prayers to the beads. They're nice. So anyway, this movement is called the Hare Krishna movement. The movement has spread on the basis of chanting Hare Krishna. When Prabhupada first went to America, he went to one park, Tompkins Square Park, and sat on the grass. There was a sign, "Keep off the grass." The Prabhupada sat down on the grass, and the police came and ordered him to get off the grass. So Prabhupada sat on the footpath, the asphalt, tar footpath, and chanted there. So, you know, it really, everything in Krishna consciousness is based on the chanting. The movement, progress is made on the basis of chanting. And we develop as individuals, the movement develops on the basis of chanting. Chanting is really very important. There's the Shikshastakam prayers. These are the only prayers written by, it's the only thing written by Lord Chaitanya. Of course, he spoke a lot, but the Shikshastakam was the only thing that he actually wrote. And to a large extent, it's focusing on the holy names. Chaito Darpana Marjana Baba Mahagni Devagnina Vapana Shreya Kaurava Chandrika Vitarana Vijavanu Jivana Ananda Bodhivaryanam Pratipadam Purnam Ritasvadanam Sarvatma Snapanam Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam Param Vijayate. Supreme glories. Supreme. Already, Vijayate means basically supreme glory, extreme glory. Param Vijayate, the most extreme glory to the Sankirtan movement. Glory to the Sri Krishna Sankirtan, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years and extinguishes the fire of conditional life of repeated birth and death. This Sankirtan movement is the prime benediction for humanity at large because it spreads the rays of the benediction moon. It is the life of all transcendental knowledge. It increases the ocean of transcendental bliss, and it enables us to fully taste the nectar for which we are always anxious. So this chanting then, it cleanses the mirror of the heart, Lord Chaitanya is saying. It cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years. So if we chant, it cleanses away the tendency to commit offenses. Now in chanting, there are three stages. There's the offensive stage, then there's the clearing stage, then there's the offenseless or pure stage of chanting. The second stage, the clearing stage, technically in Sanskrit it can be called the stage of Namabhas. Namabhas and clearing stage are kind of synonymous. You can use either one. But it's interesting, Prabhupada generally used this term clearing stage. And it conveys the idea of the sequence from the beginning, the offensive stage, through to the pure offensive stage. It conveys that the feeling of the sequence very nicely. When a person starts chanting, it is essentially unavoidable that they're going to be in the offensive stage. Just because there's so many habits from before, and one doesn't have much understanding, one doesn't have much taste, and you know, so many habits and so many tendencies for the mind to wander. And even sometimes it may be that the mind does more than just wander, but the mind really kind of inspires you to do something that you shouldn't do. So this is the offensive stage, where we're chanting, but the mind is becoming overpowered by non-devotional thoughts and ideas. And then we become attached to them and we start really thinking about them. So this is already offensive. You know, just like as a possible example, that there you are, you're trying to chant, and somehow you hear your favorite from the old days, of course, you know. It's meant to be prehistoric, but, you know, you hear your favorite old pop song. If you're a Westerner, it might be, well, I don't even know, the Beatles, if you're my age. If you're an Indian, it might be the theme song from Kuch Kuch Hota Hai. We had a fundraising program in South Africa in a place called Pietermaritzburg near Durban to raise funds for Rath Yatra, which we did there. So in the middle of the program, I got up and gave a talk about how this is real Indian culture. Not like this Bollywood culture. What we're presenting is real Indian culture. You know, instead of the Bollywood funny dancing they do, crazy dancing. But you know, this is like Bharatanatyam and Kathak. This is the real culture. Everyone applauded, thank you, thank you. Then the next item was a dance, and I told them, this is not like Arjanachale. They clapped, I sat down, the program started again. The next, very next item was a weird dance to the theme song from Arjanachale. It was so embarrassing. Anyway, in order to avoid looking embarrassed, I just laughed, like it's just a joke. But yeah, you may be trying to chant, and such a thing comes to your mind. But then it comes again, and then it comes again. I've mentioned this before, but one time, it was about 1984 or so, quite a while ago, we were raising funds for building our temple in Durban, Radharadhanath Temple. And one other devotee and I were raising funds in a shopping center, big shopping mall in Cape Town. And we got permission and we were there for a few weeks. So one day, they put us in front of the record shop. And that day, for reasons, I don't know why, they decided to play a particular song the whole day. I don't know if you've ever heard of this one. It was Stevie Wonder, I just called to say I love you. Have you ever heard of that song? Some of you obviously have. If you missed it, don't worry. It was better. But we were there. And you know, frankly, I was never a Stevie Wonder fan at the worst of times. Even before I became a devotee, I had no interest really. But it was like the hypnotic effect. We heard that song, I guess, 50, 60 times that day. And then we were going back in the evening to where we were staying and chanting some rounds. But suddenly the song just popped into the mind. And then you think, no, wait a minute, what is this? And you sort of kick it out of your mind. And then you're chanting again. And a few, some seconds later, I just called. Seriously. Confessions. This is a confession. Anyway, frankly, it was really just like that. It was a mechanical thing. It had kind of got into the subtle body and made an impression, not a deep impression, but some impression on the subtle body, and therefore was coming up. So now, in the offensive state, as distinct from the offense, the clearing stage, in the offensive stage, what really distinguishes the two is that we will then start contemplating. Now, if you just happen to be some big Stevie Wonder fan, then you start, yes, singing it, you know, deliberately. And then you think about some other Stevie Wonder song, and then another one. And before you know, you've got this whole hit parade going on in your head. I don't know if any of you have ever had an experience like that. But this is the offensive stage. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that for the advanced devotee, he can let thoughts just go by, just like the water in a river. It just goes by, and then it's gone. It just goes on wherever, down the way. You know, we're here in this material world and we see things, we hear things. But the offensive stage means we then go into contemplating those things and we become attached to them. And in this way we really get distracted from the chanting. And the chanting of our japa, it then becomes just sort of like a background noise, a background sound. And sometimes with background sounds, we were just talking a few minutes ago, we were in Mayapur at the same time. And, well, I just came back yesterday. But there, sometimes what happens every day, for some time, what happens is the power fails and they turn on the generator and some massive industrial, you know, it's like much bigger than a truck engine, it's a huge machine, industrial machine. And this thing is just going and going and going. And but you become kind of used to it. Then when they turn it off, suddenly you feel, oh, silence, wow. So it was happening, but you were not really hearing it. So our chanting can become like that, just like some sound in the background, but we're not really hearing it, because the mind is actually engaged in some other things. So this is the offensive stage. Then there is the clearing stage. Now, clearing stage is not the pure stage, because that's the pure stage. That's another stage, a separate stage. So clearing stage means the same sorts of influences are there. The same sorts of influences are there, but we're not becoming attached to them. And we're not going into some world of contemplation about, you know, my previous girlfriend or boyfriend or what we used to do and, you know, how if I hadn't become a devotee I could have done something else and, you know, whatever. We don't go into some world of non-Krishna conscious meditation, but we keep our attention on the mantra despite the fact that the mind, or Maya, via the mind, is suggesting different things from time to time. But we're not giving into it. We're keeping our attention fixed. Or, you know, it can also be a question of degree. To whatever degree we're doing that, but maybe sometimes we're kind of lapsing into some material pattern of thought, then to that degree we're in the clearing stage, to that degree we're still in the offensive stage. You follow the idea? Then the offenseless stage, or the pure stage, means that through deep absorption in Krishna consciousness, these things never register. They never register. And the mind is constantly and completely absorbed in hearing the sound vibration, or if you're doing some service and you're not actually chanting, but your mind is absorbed in thinking of the service. In other words, your mind is absorbed in Krishna consciousness. So these are the three stages, and these are the basic characteristics. On the offensive level, however often, the mind will get dragged down into some non-Krishna conscious meditation. On the clearing stage, even though that force is there, the mind is extremely powerful and is trying to influence us. You know, what about this? What about that? You know, oh, look at that car. It's a nice car, isn't it? Whatever. Look at those clothes. How would I look in those clothes? Even though these influences are there, but one is not allowing the mind to become attached, one is keeping the mind focused. This is the clearing stage. And the pure stage, or offenseless stage, means there's no tendency in those directions. But as soon as one starts chanting, or any Krishna conscious activity, Sri Sri Radha Gorakhananda ki. Then the mind automatically and easily becomes absorbed. So like this, the holy name, this first verse of Shikshastakam is saying, the devotee loses interest in material things. And again, in terms of degree, we can understand our degree of advancement or success, you know, which may of course fluctuate from day to day or even hour to hour. But in terms of how much we have or have not got interest in Krishna or material things. And of course, as the heart becomes cleansed, then gradually eventually one comes to see Krishna in the heart. Then it extinguishes the fire of conditional life. Bhava maha devagni niravapana. If there is a forest fire, what should we do? Get a bucket? Get a hose? Call the fire brigade? No, only if rain comes, it can put out a forest fire. So this mercy which is coming through the holy names, via the spiritual master, via the association of devotees, the potency of the holy name, Krishna as the holy name is so great, can extinguish this blazing fire. The blazing fire in the heart. What is that blazing fire? It's the blazing fire of interest in material things, looking around, attracted, attached. That is the blazing fire burning in the heart. Materialistic people think it is good. Prabhupada refers to it as a feverish condition, racing it down to Port Louis, back to Katrabong, then around here and there, the supermarché, and check out the clothes down at the other place. You know, it's action. It's all happening. But it's a fever. It's like a diseased condition, but the people think it is good. Prabhupada told the story of one rich lady in Calcutta. She was very puffed up because she was very rich. She had a poor servant girl who she, the rich lady, looked down on. She's just low class. One day, they both got a fever. They're working together. They both got the same fever. The doctor came and took their temperatures. The rich lady's temperature was 39. The poor servant girl's temperature was 40. And the rich lady said, "How can she have a temperature higher than mine?" "What sort of doctor are you? We take our temperatures again." So they think it's good to be like that, you know, fired up about material life. But actually it's a disease. And Param Vijayate, Sri Krishna Sankirtana, this chanting of the holy names, it puts out that fire. Then, the third perfection mentioned in that verse, Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam, it is the moonlight which opens the white lotus of good fortune. That, well, in Nectar of Devotion, the first quality of pure devotional service, which is mentioned, is that it is the beginning of all auspiciousness. So like this, if we chant nicely, our life will become auspicious. Anyone's life, through that chanting. There's one story of Rasikananda. He was living just after the time of Lord Chaitanya. He was a very great devotee. And one day he went to one village and a mad elephant came at the other end of town and was coming down towards him, smashing things. And so the Muslim king or whatever ruler was at the other end of the main street, blocking him, wouldn't let him go. And said, "Oh, you're such a great devotee? Then you go and pacify this mad elephant who would sometimes kill people." So Rasikananda just walked straight up to him and said to the mad elephant, "Chant Hare Krishna." The mad elephant looked at him. And Rasikananda preached to him, "Look at you, you've got this big, fat, material body. What are you? You're stupid. Actually, you're an eternal spirit soul." And he preached to him, "You must chant." This is described in his biography. And this mad elephant just staring at him. Then at the end, So he told him, "You chant." The elephant offered obeisances. Then he circumambulated him, offering obeisances 100 times. Then the elephant became a devotee and he initiated him. His name was Gopal Das. Anyway, if you meet a mad elephant, it may be better if you head in the other direction, because you may not be on the level of Rasikananda. But if you are, like Lord Chaitanya influenced the animals in the Jarakanda forest through his chanting, and he told them, "You chant Hare Krishna," and they started chanting. So the chanting is so powerful. When it's done properly, it has that power to create auspiciousness, even in the most inauspicious type of situation. Yeah. So this is what Lord Chaitanya is saying here. Then the fourth perfection mentioned in that first verse of Shikshastakam, Vidyavadu Jivanam, it is the life of transcendental knowledge. It means not just book knowledge. You go to school, you got to swat up all the information and regurgitate it on call. Then you're considered successful. But this knowledge, it is the life, this chanting is the life of all transcendental knowledge. It brings the knowledge to life. You realize the knowledge as fact and is no longer just some information, some theoretical type of knowledge. Like Gaur-Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj was illiterate, but because he chanted the holy names purely, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said, whenever he opened his mouth, out came the Vedic literatures spontaneously through the potency of the holy names. So there are a couple of few verses I'd like to read just to encourage us. They're glorifications of the holy names. This one is from Srila Rupa Goswami. May Krishna's holy name, which is a reservoir of all transcendental happiness, the destruction of Kali Yuga's sins, the most purifying of all purifying things, the saintly person's food as he traverses the path to the spiritual world, the pleasure garden where the voices of the greatest saints, philosophers, and poets play, the life of the righteous, and the seed of the tree of religion. May Krishna's holy name bring transcendental auspiciousness to you all. Rupa Goswami has chosen, this Padyavali is like his personal verse collection, his favorite verses. And there are verses on all sorts of topics, but there's a whole lot of verses about the holy names. Let us read one or two others. All glories to the holy name of Lord Hari. As the boat of the sun goes to the other shore of the ocean of darkness, so the all-auspicious holy name, rising once, destroys all sins. Let the twice-born enter the fearless kingdom of yoga, Vedic study, and solitary meditation in the forest. Let them become liberated in that way. As for us, we will spend hundreds of thousands of births chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna, whose splendid dark complexion and yellow garments are like a host of blue lotus flowers blooming in a grove of yellow flower-bearing Kadamba trees. Lord Krishna's holy name is the only auspiciousness in this world. If one places it on his neck, then what is Yamaraj, the king of the other world, to him? What are Yamaraj's servants to him? If the opulence or knowledge of many millions of universes were clustered together, they would hardly equal a small fragment of the glory of Krishna's holy name. Krishna's holy name is my life. It is the goal of my life. It is the means I will employ to attain the goal of my life. So these are some verses. There's a whole lot here. Just glorifying the holy names. Now, it's Arati at 7, is it? Okay. We're going to chant again. Before we do, I want to read to you two prayers. They are prayers to the Japa Mala. They are prayers to your beads. You know, it's nice to have these prayers and at suitable times to recite these prayers. Avignam kuru male tvam harinama japeshu cha Sri Radha Krishna Nayor Dasyam Dehi Male Tu Prateye. O Mala, O chanting beads, please destroy inauspiciousness in my chanting of the holy name of Lord Hari, and grant me the position of servants to Radha and Krishna. This is all I pray, O Mala. Tvam male sarva devanam sarva siddhi prada mata tena satyena me siddhim dehi matar namostute. O Japamala, among all of the gods, you are considered the bestower of all perfection. By dint of this fact, O Mother, please grant me perfection. Obeisances unto you. So, you know, we treat the beads with respect. We shouldn't touch them to the ground. We shouldn't let them become dirty. We should wash our hands, you know. We've been doing things for a while, but then we're going to chant. We should wash our hands and then chant. The beads are important. They are tulsi. But then, when they are there on the string as the actual mala, then at least according to this verse, they attain like a type of identity in and of themselves. So he refers to them, sarva siddhi prada mata, O Mother, please grant me perfection. You know, some people, when we ask them, do you chant or will you chant on beads? They say, yes, I chant all the time. Do you chant on beads? No, I don't need beads. But there is a significance in chanting on the beads. First of all, that tulsi. And second of all, they have this nature like a nourishing mother to help us in our chanting. So let me just read that prayer again. Tvam male sarva devanam sarva siddhi pradamata tena satyena me siddhim dehi matar namostute. O Japamala, among all of the gods you are considered the bestower of all perfection. By dint of this fact, O Mother, please grant me perfection. obeisances unto you. So let us chant again, and again, let us start on bead number one, and try and be attentive. You remember our sankalpa? Were you trying to do that? I hope you were. Because if you do, you know, we've experienced that it works. Give your attention one mantra at a time, then gradually you get into a certain rhythm and it becomes much easier. And Hari Bhakti Vilas says that the beads, when you move from one bead to the other, Hari Bhakti Vilas, Sanatana Goswami says, you should move the beads towards yourself. Pull on the beads, as opposed to pushing the beads away. It's kind of, you know, a technical point. It's not, I don't think it's really a very critical point, but it is a fact that Sanatana Goswami says that as we're moving our beads, we should pull them towards us as opposed to pushing them away. Okay, so here we go. We'll chant again synchronously. Is that okay?
Yes.
Yeah. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Vedanta Shrimasti Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Is that it? Okay. Okay, so this is the first part of our Japa workshop. Second part will be next time.
When would the next time be, Maharaj?
Well, I don't know that. The next time. Yeah, at that time, exactly. But in the meantime, I think there's some food for thought and food for chanting. So really try and work on it. This idea of a mantra at a time, you know, giving our attention, and so on like that. Now, this is also, it's kind of part of a larger program, a broader program for everyone, which is not just, you know, a seminar or workshop, but an ongoing program for developing our personal Krishna consciousness. The management here...
The devotee is going to describe about this, is it? Oh, sorry, I should just leave it.
Okay, well, let me just introduce what this Japa program is a part of, one aspect of. It is a part of a program for improving our sadhana. What you see in my hand is a sadhana chart. Along the top, it has all the dates of the week, and going down with a space under every day for all the information is, first of all, what time did I wake up? You can write it down. Arati, what time was arati? Number of rounds finished by 7. Did I listen to a Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam lecture or tape? What service did I do? What reading or study did I do? How many slokas did I learn? What was the total number of rounds I did? And then finally, what time did I take rest? So the idea is, we would like those devotees who feel that would like to become more serious about their sevats, their sadhana, and keeping track of where they're going in their sadhana, and having someone there to help them, someone monitoring all of this information, and in that way helping keep track of them. Those of you who'd like to participate in such a program and take it seriously, you can get one of these and the sadhana chart, and the management, or it will be arranged so you get a, I believe the term is monitor, who you will then hand this in to on a weekly basis and get the new one. You understand what I'm getting at? and who will then, you know, go through all the information and make some suggestions and so on for how you could improve things.